Greetings for Indie Book Publishing, Archway Press. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Timmy Teacup Transforms, and my author who joins me from near St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States, is Barbara Daniels. Welcome, Barbara, to the program.
Thank you, Jay. It's nice to be on the air.
You have 24 pages in this book and a lot of graphics and illustrations. My assumption and presumption, because I've also read the book, of course, is that this is directed towards children. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes, you are correct. Probably about 4 to 7 years old. But it, you know, it turns out that older kids seem to enjoy it also, and adults too. But the actual age group that I was kind of targeting when I wrote it was the 4 to 7 year old age group.
You have always wanted to be an author. Is that something that is a fact, or is this something that just snuck up on you?
It kind of snuck up on me. I took a children's writing class about, 10 years ago, and it kind of sparked an interest in it. And then I wrote this about, I guess it was about 3 years ago, and all, it just kept kind of simmering in my mind that this story might make a good book for a lot of different reasons.
And Timmy is your main character, who starts off in the novel, in the short read, as a teacup. But there is a transformation that takes place. Share with my listeners where this idea came from. How did you come up with the concept of changing Timmy from one thing to another and back again?
Okay. Well, I was thinking about, you know, there are a lot of kids and adults, too, that sometimes really don't like the way they look. They don't like their body the way it is, or are they just, for some reason, they just sort of feel invisible and they don't feel very good looking or whatever. And I started to think about, you know, sometimes kids wish that they were something other than what they are, and I was trying to think of an object that maybe could change from sort of the same type of useful object to another useful object but be totally different. And that's where I got the idea of, well, maybe a teacup would rather be, since a teacup's thin and delicate and fragile, maybe this little guy would rather be something big and strong and sturdy, like a hot chocolate mug.
Mm.
So that's why I decided that he wanted to be that, because he thought that would be better. He thought that would be, make him more, macho or whatever. And also the kids in the household where he was were always taking those mugs out onto the deck, and he thought the mugs were having more fun than he was. So that's kind of, I don't know where the idea came in my mind, Jay, but it just kind of popped in there, and so I kind of ran with it. And I actually do have a bunch of teacups on a pie crust table in my house, and so I think that's initially where I got the idea with the teacup, for some reason.
Were you in the habit of telling stories like this to your children or young adults somewhere in your past?
I live with my 9-year-old grandson, and, there's 4 generations in the house. I've got
Wow.
my mother, who's 91, my daughter, who's in her 40s, I'm almost 70, and my grandson is 9. So we've got 4 generations, and I've been reading books to him since he was born, but I never really I used to tell him stories about when he was a baby, and he liked that, but I actually did want to gear it towards something that he and his classmates would like, because we had this thing at his school where you'd go and read a book. Well, I decided that maybe that I would read one of my stories to his kindergarten class. This was back when he was in kindergarten, and they loved it, because at the end of the, I read 3 different books, and at the end I said, okay, so what was your favorite book? And the boys all raised their hand, and they went, Timmy Teacup.
Really?
And I said, oh. So I started to think, maybe this would be something that, you know. And then And when he was in 3rd grade, the teacher read the book to the class, and one of the little girls actually wrote a sequel to it. So I thought,
really?
It appeals to girls, too. So that's when I decided that maybe it needed to be a book, because it seemed to be, and the kids across the street read it, and I said, did it make you feel better about yourself? And the one little boy, he said, oh, yes, it did. And that really made me happy. So that's when I decided it needed to be, you know, a lot of kids just don't have that self-confidence in them today like they should for some reason. I don't know what it is, but back when I was a kid, we never even thought about stuff like that. But seems like today there's just so much competition and everything.
There certainly is. Do you have any background as an educator or in the education world?
I have a degree in psychology, not child psychology, but I guess, you know, having raised my daughter and having raised my grandson up till 9 years old, I do, you know, have a kind of, and I lived with three brothers, so I know a lot about kids and their different personalities and what they respond to and some of the problems that they have. So I'm not a specific educator, no, but, you know, I guess a lifetime educator, you'd say, or a, you know, the type of person that just learns along the way.
Absolutely. How long did it take to complete? You said this was something that came to you a while back, and then it evolved into a book form. How long did it take to get completed with illustrations and all the other facts that pull this together?
Well, I started doing this with Arch way back in May, and we're just now getting to the point where I've got my TimmyTeacup.com website. I've got, you know, this radio interview going on. I'm just going to be starting to maybe go to Barnes & Noble and try to get it on the shelf there. So it's taken me, it's not that long of a process from May until, end of September. But there's a lot of detail, because when you have an illustrator who wants to do exactly what you want, you have to tell him everything you want in all of those pictures. And he was fabulous. I mean, he just, I almost cried when I saw the pictures that the first time when Timmy Teacup and everybody came to life. It was just so fun, you know, to see that happen. And the pictures, I feel the illustrations are just awesome. And the kids will really, really enjoy them. Yeah.
They are. And they don't overwhelm the story either, because there is a considerable amount of dialogue in these 24 pages or so. It's not just one that is illustration driven, it's actually story driven.
Right. It's not just a picture book. Yeah, it's something that it can actually spark a lot of conversations if the parent reads it to the child at bedtime or whatever, and bring up issues that maybe the child's having some problems with, you know, and it can spark conversations easily, because you can use Timmy as sort of a sounding board there. Or a starting point, you know.
Absolutely. Now, distilling the story down, the story is about self-image. Would that be the easiest way to describe this?
I would say so, and sort of like, be yourself, be happy with yourself the way that you are, and that you're special and wonderful just the way you are. You don't have to be something different to be great. If you are different from the other kids, that's great too. So I think it kind of teaches that, the book kind of teaches the moral of the story is, you know, that you should really love yourself, and that you shouldn't think that you're not as good as somebody else just because you look different or you act different. You know, in the story, Timmy doesn't like all the stuff that the mugs like. He is different from the mugs. So, you know, and that's okay. He finally realizes that at the end of the story, that you know, he likes his home life and the way it is. He likes himself the way it is. And at the very end, I don't want to give away the ending, but I mean, we kind of know it's a happy ending in a children's
right.
book, I think it should be.
Right.
But, at the end, the grandma says to him, you know, be careful what you wish for. And, you know, I think that's something else we need to think about, too, where sometimes we're always wishing and hoping for something other than what we have, and we should be grateful for what we have right where we are.
I agree.
Most of us are very blessed with what we have.
Well, you're absolutely correct there. This is a book that will challenge children to think differently, and also grandparents and parents who may have difficulty sharing with children how important it is to be an individual. This is a good moral to this story. Were there any difficulties you had to overcome to get this to where you're happy with it at this moment?
No, it's been a really easy process with Archway Publishing. I've been really happy with them. They've been excellent. And I sent them a note, and I said, just give my illustrator a raise, would you please, because he's just awesome. And it's been a pretty seamless along the way. I haven't had any issues at all. It's been fun. It's been a great experience. I'd like to do it again. I've got Timmy's got some characters down the road that I'd like to put in the next book. He's got his best friend, Fred the Fork. He's got his other pals, Paul the Plate, and Sally the Spoon, and Nick the Knife. So I'd like to get them all in the next book. And I think they're going to maybe, the next title of the next book might be Timmy Teacup's Terrific Teacher, because my grandson had a fabulous teacher back in third grade, and I'd like to kind of dedicate that next book to her and talk about Timmy and his friends going to school and some of the issues that kids have with that. Some of them are afraid, you know, some of them aren't, you know, just a lot of different things. And then my next one after that should be Timmy Teacup Takes a Trip, and, you know, what it's like to maybe go on an airplane. This is for little kids, you know, they haven't done some of these things yet.
Right.
Because my grandson had some issues going on the plane when we were going to Florida, so I'd like to address that. And he told me, he's a very precocious 9-year-old, by the way, and he said, I think each one of your books, Grandmommy, should have some kind of a moral teaching lesson at the end. And I said, I think so too, Jake. And he said, yeah, I think so. So, because you know what? Some of the books that you read, Jay, are just, I know there might be just for entertainment, but it's sort of like they don't teach the kids anything. So I'm kind of like, because I read a book to Jake every single night, one or two, sometimes three. And we're sort of like looking at each other like, well, what was the point of that?
What was the point of
that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. That happens. There are many books that I interview. I've interviewed authors. I've interviewed over, I think, 1,400 by now. And all types of books are being produced, some that have wonderful moral messages to them and others that just kind of leave you wondering what was the point of that, of putting that into print.
Why waste your time writing it and why waste your time reading it?
Yeah. Sure.
Not to put the authors down, because sometimes they just want to tell a story and that's okay too.
That's absolutely.
I'm not trying to be, you know, rude or anything, but I, in my particular case, I think it's good to have Timmy trying to teach a lesson each time. So
absolutely. Great idea. Now, introduce this. If you were to introduce this to a grandparent or a parent, just giving them the 30-second version of the book and give them a reason to buy it, how would you do that?
Well, I would probably say that in this story, there's a little, small little white teacup, and he's transformed by a wish. He goes on exciting adventures, and he learns to appreciate his family, his home, and most of all, himself.
Beautifully said. Barbara, I understand you also have done some poetry. Have you got anything you can share with us today?
Little short poem about Timmy Teacup Transforms. It's called Love Yourself. Whether you're thin or fat, purple or blue, just love yourself because you're you.
Fabulous. I think every first grader, second grader, and on up through probably 10 or 11 years old should memorize that and probably use it instead of fighting. How about that for an idea?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
The title of the book, again, is Timmy Teacup Transforms. And my author, Barbara Daniels, has joined me from somewhere near St. Louis, Missouri. Barbara, my listeners will want to get a copy of this and find out more about your writing style and about the books that will be coming in the future. Share with them, again, the information on your website and also where they can get a copy.
Okay, they can go to timmyteacup.com or they can go to archwaypublishing.com. Either way, you can get the book. I kind of like the idea of going directly to timmyteacup.com, but they can go to Archway Publishing also and type in the name. It's a little bit easier if you go to the timmyteacup.com because it's right there, and you can click on a synopsis of the book. You can click on information about me. You can click on how to order it. So it's pretty easy just to go directly to that.
Wonderful. Barbara, congratulations on the completion of this book, and best of luck in the future. I hope that there's many more Timmy Teacup books in the future, and very imaginative and has a wonderful message. Thanks for sharing that background story with us today.
Thank you, Jay.
My pleasure. For Indie Book Publishing Archway Press, this is Jay Douglas Barker.